Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Treasurer is here. Bill is a 13-plus year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of and chief encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting, the author of a number of books, every one of which we've helped him launch, including Leaders Open Doors, Courage Goes to Work, Leadership. And the new one, A Leadership Kick in the Ass. Is that right, Bill?
Yeah, I was worried I wasn't going to be able to
say this. What did your mama say about that?
You know, my 80-year-old grandmother is the reason that I could put that little word in the title.
Are you serious?
Said that she gave me permission.
She blessed it?
She did. She said, you know, it's not really much of a swear word these days.
Well, I guess, especially when you use it the way you're using it, right? Because we all need a kick sometimes, don't we?
You know, so and I think it's kind of inevitable in a thriving career. You're going to get a kick in the tail at some point. And this book is about what do you do with that moment? Do you double down and convince yourself that you were right and the whole world was wrong? Or do you allow yourself to learn from it so you become better, more authentic, and frankly, humble as a result of it?
Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure, I'd love it.
May 29th, 1989, 8:30 in the morning. Not that I remember the exact moment or anything. I got a phone call. I was the national sales manager for a publishing company and working out of my home office because I was working all over the country. Didn't have to go to the headquarters. I got a phone call. I was fired.
Mm.
And they completely turned their whole sales organization upside down. Completely went. I mean, everything was redone. The salespeople got. I mean, it was a total deal. Anyway, so that was 8:30. 8:35, the phone call was over. By the way, that was the second time I'd been downsized 18 months before.
Oh boy!
And from an industry that went out of business, and by 8:40. I was on my Macintosh designing my business card for my new small business.
Isn't that amazing? Within
and,
10
and
minutes.
And by 11 o'clock, I had cut them out with scissors because I printed them on cardstock. I didn't have a good computer and a good printer. I cut them out with scissors because we didn't have perforated paper back in those days.
Mm.
And by 11 o'clock, I was in front of somebody saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How you like me so far?"
Isn't that unbelievable? I think sometimes a little desperation.
That was my consultant. That was the beginning. That was the launch of this, of where I am right now, basically.
Well, there you go. You know, I think sometimes a little desperation can be sometimes the best thing that can happen for a career. You know, I've done some work with the coach of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Clint Hurdle, and he wrote the foreword to the new book. And right in the first line, he says that over time, he's learned that there's two types of leaders, those who have been humbled and those who are about to be.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. When I interview outrageously successful people, I mean, I'm talking, you know, people that everybody knows and that kind of thing that I've interviewed over the years, I always ask them about their failures, about their setbacks, and they always have stories and they're always happy to tell them.
Yeah, and there's always something attached to human growth and development as a result of that. And sometimes our own egos get, you know, so in your case, it was a situation certainly beyond your control.
I had two teenagers and two mortgages.
Oh, my boy.
I was motivated. But you know what? I love telling the rest of the story. Within 2 years, I went back and thanked both of the people who fired me.
Yeah, how about that?
I did.
Right? It opens up a door for you that
best thing that ever happened. I would not have done it on my own. I would not have started my own business because I had two kids and two mortgages. Right.
Right.
Who would do anything like that?
You know, it's funny that you say that it was the best thing that ever happened to you. That's a common refrain from people that have a significant failure and then benefit from it.
Yep.
One of the people who said almost the same exact thing is Steve Jobs. He mm-hmm. said getting fired from Apple was the best thing that ever happened.
And the man who fired him is a member of my Brain Trust, John Scully. He was on last week.
There you go.
He's told that story on the show.
You know, I mean, and without that moment for Steve Jobs, who, let's face it, you know, could his ego could have used some tempering at the moment.
Well, but 10 minutes before, here's the key: 10 minutes before he was fired, he couldn't even comprehend that kind of a that ever happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, wait a minute. This is my company. I created this iconic company. You're going to fire me? That's never going to happen.
Yeah, and I talk about a few stages that people go through when they're in this career failure moment, and it starts with that condition, which I call comfortable oblivion.
Yep.
You know, we're oblivious to the fact that anything like that would ever happen to us, and the more oblivious we are, the more painful it is when we get that leadership kick in the butt.
And it's because we can't go to the place where we on the other side of the. In other words, when I got fired the second time, I couldn't imagine not having a job because I had two kids and two mortgages.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't allow myself to go there.
Right. And when it happens, I call it transformational humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the strange thing about this concept, well, I'll tell you, when it comes to leadership, as you know, we want leaders who are confident, have backbone and resolve, and have a solid sense of direction. We want confidence. But we also want a leader who hasn't forgotten their roots, listens to our input, and puts their britches on the same way that we do. We want a mm-hmm. leader who's humble. We want confidence, but we also want it tethered to humility. And the strange thing about humility is, for some people, it takes a humiliating event to bring in that humility. And so mm-hmm. the good news is, from a failure, is that you can finally usher in this idea of humility to your leadership so that you can have both things, confidence and humility. So failure is really important. This is not really a book about failure, but it is a book about how it can create transformation, and it's sort of a book about resiliency and benefiting from whatever happens to you.
And the more of these things you overcome, the stronger and the more experienced you get, to the point where, at this point in my life, after a half a century in the marketplace, you know, whatever comes in my office pretty much just kind of, okay, well, let's handle it, you know. Everybody else is pulling their hair out. You know, hey, guys, this isn't the worst that's happened to me. Let's just handle it.
Exactly. You know, I like what Mark Twain said, that good judgment is the result of experience,
mm-hmm.
and experience is the result of bad judgment.
That's great. Yeah, I wish I'd said that. Hey, Bill, title of the book again.
A Leadership Kick in the Ass.
And where's it available?
They can get it at, they can go to couragebuilding.com. They go to any online retailer or into hardcover stores as well, or my own website, BillTreasurer.com.
There you go. Check it out. We'll be right back. More to come after these messages. The other three stages of a career setback with Bill. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.